Amen. And God said, and God said, and whatever God says, we don't argue with Him. Amen. Yes, I'm doing just fine. Thank you. God has watched over us and brought us to this place that we might worship Him in spirit and in truth. In your Bible, Revelation chapter 20. Revelation chapter 20. We often wonder about the end time. God gives us enough information for us to know what to do for the time that He gives us on planet Earth. And then He gives us some information in Revelation regarding the end time, particularly chapter 20. Revelation chapter 20. Commencing with verse 1. And it's always interesting information when we're reading the Bible. But when we go to Revelation and get to chapter 20, heaven is on everybody's mind. Because God in chapter 20, we see that God has raised up humans who traversed on His planet called Earth. But I'm not going to read all of the text, chapter 20, but I want us to take a few minutes and walk down through chapter 20. And the writer says, and I saw an angel come down from heaven. This is the end time. Having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hand on the old dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him how long? 1,000 years. Cast him into the bottomless pit. Set him down and set him up and set a zeal upon him that he should deceive. Hello, are you there? That he should deceive the nations no more. Devil, you're through. No more. Till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled, and after that he must be loosed a little season. And I saw a throne, and I saw thrones, and they that sat upon them. And judgment was given unto them. He's bringing us into the end time. Drop down to verse 10. And the devil. Is that in your Bible? Watch this. And the devil that deceived them. That's what the devil does to human beings during their stay on planet Earth. That's why it's important, it's imperative that we study the Word of God, that we might know His Word and His will for us, so that He can say at the final roundup of human affairs, well done, good and faithful servants. But to do that which is contrary to the will of God while you live on planet Earth, that's the devil's. That's the devil. And verse 10 again. And the devil that deceived them was done what? Cast into the lake of fire and brimstone. That means that the fire was hotter than normal while we lived on planet Earth. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire. following the devil, the devil is not going to be able to help you at the final roundup of human affairs. So don't hold to the devil's hand. We sing the song, let's follow the song and the Bible. Hold to God's unchanging hand. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire. Here, the Holy Spirit shares with us how it is that many, many, many thousands upon thousands of people that seems to be normal do that which is contrary to what God wants them and has and the way he wants them to live on his planet. And the devil won't be able to help them at the final roundup on judgment day. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone. Now the brimstone, what does it do for a fire? A brimstone makes, it's already hot. A brimstone makes it hotter. Where the beast and the false prophets are and shall be tormented. The operative word in that verse, words, tormented, and there's another word that says forever. Not for a day, not for a few years, but forever. Verse 11, and I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on a great white throne, whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for anybody to hide. And verse 12, and I saw the dead. Now when you read this, you understand this. Watch it now. And I saw the dead, small and great, do what? Stand before God. So you know that this is resurrection, because dead folk don't stand up. And another book was open. Watch it. Take close advantage of this. And I saw the dead, and there was a book open, but there was another book was open. What book is that? It tells us. The book of life. Why is the book of life going to be open? What's the point in telling us that? Now another book was open, and the dead were what? Judged out of those things which were written in the books. How? According to their works. Brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, God keeps records. God keeps records. And the book of every human being is going to be open at the judgment. We sing the song, Hold to God's Unchanging Hand. God lets us know ahead of time, I'm keeping a record. I know when you're doing good. I know when you're doing bad. I know how you lived your life. You live your life on planet Earth. According to their works. Verse 13. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And did you notice the it and the them? Crucial. And they were done. They were what? There's going to come a time. At the judgment, that we're going to be judged by what we did living on planet Earth. Delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged, every man. Every man, for what? According to their works. That's why it's so critically important that we live the life that God has called us to live and be encouragers one of another and helpers one of another to do that which God has commanded us to do and to be faithful regardless of the situation and regardless of the circumstances. Be faithful till death do us part. Continue to watch. Latter part of verse 13. And they were judged, every man, not some people, everybody, according to the way we lived on planet Earth, according to their works. And death and hell, were thrown into heaven. Just making sure you're awake. Death and hell were cast, where? Into the lake of fire. And the Bible says, this is the second death. Forever. Forever. Who is it for? Whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. We sing the song of holding to God's what? Unchanging hand. Just obey God's word. Regardless, obey God, because God is the one that's going to be judging at the last day. And whosoever was, verse 15, and whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast. A common word for that is thrown into the lake of fire. And I saw, I'm glad he kept looking. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. Are you still with me? This is the end of the book to tell us how to live. And now the end of the book tells us the penalty for not living the way that God has commanded. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from heaven out of God, coming down out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. That's the hallelujah place. That's for the folks who obey God, live the life He commanded us to live while we were on earth, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and I will dwell with them, and they shall be His people, and they shall be His people. Who do you want to be? I want to be the people of God. They shall be His people. These are the people that obeyed God while they lived on planet Earth. We sing the song, hold to God's unchanging hand. Because there's coming a day. There is coming a day when this will occur. And I heard a great voice, verse 3 again, and I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, listen up. The tabernacle of God is with men, and He shall dwell with them, and they shall be with His, and they shall be His people, and God, what's that next word? Amen. Hallelujah. And God Himself shall be with them and be their God. And be their God who controls everything. Whatever we go through, brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, whatever we go through on planet Earth, it's worth it. to be a part. It's worth whatever we go through in order to be a part of this. God satisfied. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with man, and he will do what? Dwell with them. If you don't like coming to church now, you won't like it then, but you wish you had. And he shall be with his people, and God himself, hello, shall be with them and be their God. What do you get from that? Reaffirming that God wants to be with his people. He wants us to live on his earth so that he can be with us forever. And God shall wipe away, verse 4, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more, hello, there shall be no more death. But he didn't stop there. Neither sorrow, no more heartaches, no more sad days, no more death, no more sorrow. But he didn't stop. The writer didn't stop. No more crying. No more sadness. Neither shall there be any more pain. Ooh. Why? For the former things are passed away. Brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, this is enough information to encourage every sound thinking human being to hold to God's unchanging hand. The former things, latter part of verse 4, are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new, not leftovers. I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are what? They are true and faithful. They are true and faithful. I am Alpha, the first, and Omega, the end. The beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. And he that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. What did that verse just say? All we need to do is follow the book and obey God while we live on planet Earth for a few years. Get this, while we live on planet Earth a few years. And when we leave planet Earth, this Bible says we obeyed God and the life that we've lived on his earth. He wants us to come a little bit closer and live with him. How long?
Forever.
We sing the song, and let us rejoice when we sing it. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Whatever it costs, whatever it takes, hold to God's unchanging hand. Because whatever we go through challenging on planet Earth, we're going to be blessed by God to live with him for 50 years, for 100 years, forever, forever and ever. But now, as we close, those who don't live with God forever and ever, where are they living? And how long? There's only two places. Heaven, and if you can spell it quick, you don't want to go. H-E-L-L. You don't want to go. You want to go to a place that has some letters in it. Heaven. all to God's unchanging hand. And God wants us to come and live with Him instead of going and coming, going and living with that old robber called Satan. It's not comfortable. It's not comfortable. And there's nothing said about staying for a few years, but you stay forever in torment. Where are you tonight? Are you living in favor with God? Are you love living in favor with God? God doesn't want anybody in heaven that don't want to obey His will. And we sing the song, "Hold to God's unchanging hand." Make your calling and election sure. Make your calling and election sure. May God bless you to make a wise choice as we together stand and sing the song that's been selected.
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing?
Yes,
how
yes.
Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?